It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The U.S. Supreme Court did not step in yesterday to stop Tennessee's execution of a guy who murdered a little girl 30 years ago. Billy Ray Eyrich, asked if he had any last words, at first said no. Then as the warden motioned for the execution to begin, Eyrich said, "I just want to say I'm really sorry." And that's it. The reward of the case of the missing college co-ed in Iowa has climbed to $300,000, and Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa is offering that. They say they want the safe return of Molly Tibbetts. The organization has been getting an average of more than 60 tips per day over the past week and a half. Molly went missing on July 18th as she was watching dogs for her boyfriend's brother at the town of Brooklyn, Iowa. From This Week in Agribusiness, the USDA August crop report is today, and key will be the agency's estimates of the yield per acre on corn and soybeans. Ahead of that report, analysts on average believe the corn yield should be 176 bushels, though one firm surveyed put the number as high as 180. The average estimate on soybeans, 49.5 bushels, though one of the 19 firms surveyed by Reuters estimated a bean yield of 51.5. There was the reminder in yesterday's weekly drought monitor of how dry it still is in Missouri. That state is nearly 98% covered by some form of dryness or drought. And that is worse than a week ago. Nearly 20% of Missouri is covered by extreme and exceptional drought. That's mainly in the northern part of Missouri. If you look at the entire Midwest, almost 37% of the region is covered by some form of dryness or drought, and that's up slightly from a week ago. It's the week of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. The number of accidents at that event, as thousands of bikes have come to town, is down from a year ago. But four people have died on bikes in connection with the rally. That's about the same as this stage in the rally last year. This is the eighth day of the Sturgis Rally, now in its 78th year. Today, the knife and axe throwing competition will take place, and the Sturgis Burger Battle Finals will happen. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.